Dax Bentley, free and easy down the road I go on B105, the Northland's number one for new country, and we have the B105 Buzz right now, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936.
Can I start?
Go ahead.
So we just had Zach Schneider in here from Grandma's Marathon yesterday. You can hear, listen back on that wherever you get podcasts, B105country.com. But something we did not touch on is the fact that there is even a race for your kiddo during Grandma's Marathon weekend. So just in case you didn't know, Friday, June 21st, you can register right now. There's different distances depending on how old your kid is, but it's one of their whippersnapper races, which they do all year long. That's a fun way to get your kid running.
Yeah.
Get some exercise and also just to take part in the fun. And then there's also fun going on at Bayfront Festival Park as well. For the Young Athletes Foundation, there's like bounce houses and things like that. So I have all the details, B105country.com, but wanted to mention that because, you know, we're always talking about the full, the half, the 5K, but there's also this option as well.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, check that out, B105country.com. And also, this is happening, and there's I-35. There's got some pavement works happening now between Willow River and Sturgeon Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be expecting that. Daytime lane closures will happen on both southbound and northbound I-35. That goes all week. Yeesh.
So much construction.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's so winter much. And road construction here mm-hmm. in the Northland, right?
Yep.
There you go. That's your B105 Buzz. Halfway to Hell, Jelly Roll on B105. Do you like fresh squeezed lemonade?
I do.
I had some this weekend. How's that cook? Timber Days. Sorry, I just hit my head on the microphone there. But we went up. I went up to cook. They have Timber Days. You know, my mom lives up there, mm-hmm. and so we got to take. I got some fresh squeezed lemonade, and, mm-hmm. And the reason I bring it up is because I didn't realize it was freshly squeezed. And all of a sudden, I had something in my mouth. I'm like, oh, my God, what's in my mouth? I thought it was, like, ice or something. It was a seed.
Oh.
And then it was, like, really sugary. But
yeah,
anyway.
It was very sugary. And, you know, I do love lemonade, but, you know, it spikes your blood sugar a little bit.
And then I had, I got some cheese curds. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Dunked my friend Steve in the dunk tank. That was fun.
Oh.
Good time.
Wow, you really had yourself a weekend.
I was all over the place. You
wow.
know? The neighbors were having a bachelor party at the lake.
Uh-huh.
So that was pretty wild. Went over there.
Wow, that sounds nuts.
Went over
that
hung out with
fun.
The 25-year-olds for a hot minute, and then went back to bed. So that was a pretty crazy weekend.
What a weekend you had.
You had an even bigger weekend.
I know. Let's not talk about it yet.
Okay.
Because, you know, just don't want to jinx anything.
B105, Portland's number one for new country. We got Lawrence Country Lowdown right now.
Yeah, so Maddie and Tay, you know, they're killing it right now. They have been releasing new music. And Tay from Maddie and Tay just shared over the weekend that she is expecting baby number two.
Wow.
She's married to a famous Nashville songwriter named Josh, who actually was dating Kelsey Ballerini and helped write a lot of her first big hits.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's no animosity there. But they shared
sure?
the news on Instagram. She has written songs about him, but she's like, it's all good now. I mean, he's married. She's in love.
Which one is Tay?
She is the one that has longer, darker hair.
Okay.
Yeah, so she shared the news on Instagram with a photo of their family on a boat. They already have a daughter, Layton, and this is a baby boy joining this fall. So very cute.
Yeah, neat. Good
now,
for them.
What?
I'm just looking up. I never really knew which Maddie and Tay were, which were who.
Well, that checks out for you, to be honest.
Well, whatever.
That's not, you know, you still can't really tell Kelsey Ballerini and Lauren Elena apart.
I can now.
Okay,
most of the
good.
Time.
Good.
Most of the time. Unless they change their hair, then I mean.
Right. Then it's over for you.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Maddie married Jonah Font. Oh, no. Tay is the one. Okay. Mason. Oh. All right. Never mind. I'm done.
So when she had her daughter was like actually in the NICU for a long time. So wishing her the best in.
On this pregnancy. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Josh Kerr. I'm looking him up. What song is he writing?
He's written a ton of songs.
And not the Scottish middle distance runner, is it?
No, not that I know of. It could be the same one. All right, let's move on because Morgan Wallen, he is releasing a new song on the 4th of July. It's called Lies, Lies, Lies. There's already a live version of it out. It was part of his Abbey Road sessions, but, you know, he is working on new music. So maybe this is the beginning. Of that.
Maybe.
You can read more about that, B105country.com. And then we have another Kenny Chesney code at 820. So make sure you don't miss that.
Okay, all that and more.
From one Ken to another.
Well, yeah. Long distance dedication from mm-hmm. Kenny to Kenny. Somebody called me Kenny the other day, and I'm like, you don't even know me, man. Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel on B105, Northland's number one for new country. Hey, we got a cool thing we're starting.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. I had the idea while I was on the pontoon. And I was thinking,
okay,
we should do a Saturday night pontoon party.
That would be so much fun.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play commercial free hour from 6 to 7 on Saturday night. And it's going to be a bunch of party, country, summer songs, boat songs, fishing songs.
So there's
like
a lot.
Yeah, I started putting together a list. So if you have one on there you want to listen to, you can send it to us. And then we'll be streaming on the app. So if you, if you're on the lake and you're on the boat or you're at the beach or you're doing whatever, you can have it on. And we'll also be having it on the air too. So over the radio.
Yeah.
So.
Super fun.
Yeah. Send us in your request, what you want. We'll give a shout out to the lake. Tell us what lake you're on, you know.
Good idea, Ken.
Well, we'll see if it takes off. You know, I'm hoping that there'll be enough people out there with a couple, two, three margaritas in them that might not be so shy.
Or other things like, I don't know, Jack Daniels. Corona, whatever.
Or juice.
Yeah.
Bottles of water.
Water,
alcohol,
water, yeah. Yep. Yeah, you don't have to be, you know, drinking gin.
But, yeah, we're going to debut it this Saturday, 6 o'clock. So commercial-free, whole hour. You know, because you're always wondering, like, what do we want to play? What are we going to play? What, who wants to listen to what? And you fight over it. Just, I got it all set.
Right.
All bangers, too.
Perfect.
Got it.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure. All bangers.
Yeah. All summer long. Right through Labor Day, right here.
Perfect.
The B105 Pontoon Party. Okay, coming up next, we got Cole Swindell, Old Dominion, Morgan Wallen, and the 710 Laugh Off. Hang on. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. We got the 710 Laugh Off here at 710. Here we go.
So you win yesterday. You get to decide who goes first.
I'll go first. This is kind of a stretch here. Lauren, Beyonce lost her favorite balloon. I told her, if you like it, then you should have put a string on it.
That was good. That
if
was,
you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
No, I get it. That was out of your comfort zone there with that joke. Nice work.
Joke's on you. I don't have a comfort zone.
Pickle jokes, pasta jokes.
Just wait.
All right. Ken, where do books hide when they're afraid? Under their covers.
Library Laura's coming in today. About an hour from now, you use that on her.
I could try for sure.
See what she says. See if she laughs. She probably would. Lauren, are people born with photographic memories, or does it take time to develop?
That's cool. That was a good one.
I thought it was.
Ken, I tried doing 100 sit-ups, but I couldn't finish. My stomach just can't handle that kind of abuse.
Abuse. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't sure about the execution.
Oh,
but
yeah, I got off. It. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Okay. Do you do sit-ups?
No. I should, but no.
Yeah.
Hard.
I had to start to build up core strength.
Yeah, I have no core strength.
And I'll come whatsoever. And get you because I didn't have core strength. Well, we don't have to go into it.
No,
right.
We don't.
We don't need to
we
go
don't,
into that.
You've already gone over this with me.
My bad. Well, no, don't. I don't want people to think I'm telling you to do sit-ups all
no,
the time.
No, but I mean, okay. I know all about, like, your workout routine, what you do, what you don't do, what doesn't
okay,
work.
Okay, I'll stop talking to you about that then.
No, you don't have to stop.
I was just giving friendly pointers. You know, core strength's important. That's a 710 laugh-off here. 712 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, Brady's your question next. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 7:20. We got your brain teaser question and your chance to win some Papa Murphy's today.
Yeah, it's only fitting that our question's about breakfast because this is the Breakfast Club. Ken, you're a breakfast aficionado, if I will.
Only on the weekends. I don't eat breakfast Monday through Friday, but on the weekends
same.
I do.
But you love breakfast food.
Yes.
So you'll have to weigh in on this. But a new poll says this is the most overrated breakfast food. What is it? I don't think this looks that good.
I've never tried
appealing.
It. I've never tried it.
It looks, first of all, expensive.
Well, everything is these days.
I know. But, yeah.
It's just like something that came, like this is just something that's kind of come out in the last few years. Well, I don't know the last few years, but it's not like a long term, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a trendy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is very trendy.
Why is this keyboard not working over here?
Shocker. A new poll says this is the most overrated breakfast food. What is it?
Okay. 727-B105, what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a, I don't know, is it a millennial thing?
Is it? I don't know.
Gen Z thing now?
I guess it's trendy.
Yeah, right. And it's overrated, apparently.
I feel like the textures don't match, but that's neither here nor there. We don't need to get into that.
Yeah, I know. You're big on texture.
I am.
Yeah. 727-B105, most overrated breakfast food right now. Call us up. Good luck, Morgan. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 7:25. We got your brain teaser question and your chance to win some Papa Murphy's today.
Yep, a new poll says this is the most overrated breakfast food. What is it?
Okay, let's see what we get here. Let's get some guesses going. Hi, B105, what do you think?
Is it avocado toast?
Oh, yeah, avocado toast, right? Now, okay, I had a question. What is avocado toast? Is it just toast that you put avocado on, or is it actually toast that's made with avocado
in
it?
You put avocado on it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it any good?
I don't think I've ever had it, because I don't think it looks good. What about you? Have you had it?
I have had it.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I don't know that I would get it at a restaurant, but it's all right to make it home.
Okay.
What's your favorite breakfast item? Do you say Eggs Benedict?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a trick for you. Something to try. Eggs Benedict. I made it my own recipe because I don't eat bread. So what I do is I use hash brown patty instead of an English muffin.
Ooh.
And it's pretty legit, I say. So anyway.
Get a patent on that. Who's this?
Brianna.
All right. Congratulations, you got Papa Murphy's. Hang on, okay? There you go. Breakfast.
There you go.
Now I'm craving breakfast.
Eggs Benedict is so good, and I haven't had it for probably years, and that just sounds delicious.
It's my wife's favorite breakfast, so when I want to.
You got to be careful, though, when you're making it, because that hollandaise sauce could go wrong very easily.
I make it out of a packet.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
It's easy. I've done homemade before, but the packet stuff is fine. Hollandaise sauce, it's a game changer.
It is. It really is.
I'm a sausage, hash browns, and eggs kind of guy, though. That's my go-to. But
can't beat, like, crispy hash browns. Like,
or you know what I like is that, you know, over at Julie's in Superior, I like their shipwreck skillet. That's one of my favorites.
We got to stop talking about food.
I know. We say that a couple times a week here.
Now we're hungry.
727 B105. We'll look at your weather forecast. That's coming up next. And then Ken's Weird News, 740. We're going to talk about the mischief of cotton. I know how to say it now.
Good.
Yeah, Herman told me. We got it. We're good. It's coming up, B105. Toby Keith, God Lover on B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 7:40. And today we got a wet one here. Rain, yep. Some showers, some thunderstorms, stuff like that going on. So let's talk about this. So yesterday we were right. I slaughtered the name of the ship that was taken on water in Lake Superior.
Yep.
Right? Herm sent us this message, which I'll play here for you using the B105 app.
Ken, the way that is pronounced is Mishapacotton.
Mishapacotton. Mishapacotton. Okay, that's it. So, in case you haven't heard.
Yep.
I'm going to make this a little dramatic because that's what we do. The Mishapacotton took on water and it was listing like 15 degrees at one point. The crew said that they hit something submerged underwater.
Which is odd because what would it be?
Because that area where that ship is, that they hit, was 35 miles south of southwest of Isle Royale.
Okay.
And it's 500 to 700 feet deep there. So it's not like you're going to hit anything.
Right.
You're not like running around or on rocks or anything. So I reached out to some people in the boating community. True story. True story, Doug.
Okay, can you what is the boating community? Because that can mean many things.
So a YouTube channel in town, a YouTuber Vibe with Mike I've been talking to.
Love it.
Because he's got some good videos of boats and stuff, and I think find it interesting. Mm-hmm. So I asked him if he knew anything about it, and he's like, they shouldn't have hit anything over there. So like, what did it hit? So we're trying to think, it was like, what was underwater, you know? Huh?
Nessie.
Right? Is it a sea creature or something? Is it a Kraken? Lake
That's
Superior
sad
Kraken?
If it hit a sea creature.
Is it a Lake Superior harbor monster?
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to believe.
Well, then yesterday, I guess we can't cut this crap here because it turns out that it was just a crappy boat.
Was that a rumor that started that it hit something?
No, because what happened was so the investigation is still undergoing, but there was a 13-foot crack in the hull. 13-foot. That's big. Right? And that's where all the water was coming in. And it was coming into a couple of spots in there. But they say it looks like it could have been a structural failure and that they didn't hit anything after all. Maybe that cracking noise is what they heard when it did that. Or maybe it did hit something they're not telling us because they don't want us to know.
I believe the crack thing, though, because I feel like that's more likely than hitting Nessie or...
Yeah, I know.
I know. Yeah, which I want to believe that, you know, this had to do with Nessie or some sort of UFO or something, but I...
Yeah, I got a message from my college roommate, Greg, that said that stuff, and I said, man, I wanted to be a sea monster that hit it.
Yeah, like, that's what... Like, can you imagine? I don't want any sea creatures to be hurt, but like...
Oh, please. I'm just worried about the sea creatures. I love that. But anyway, okay. Yeah, and then if you see a video, you saw a video of it coming through. That ship looked like it was in pretty rough shape anyway.
Well,
pretty old.
That's actually what I was going to say a minute ago, but I didn't want people to get mad. But like some of those ships, like they're old, you know, they look
old.
The
side of it was like corrugated steel. I mean, it's like really.
So it checks out that it.
Yeah. So we'll see if they're going to fix it or not, or scrap it or what.
Thank you for clarifying.
The Michipicoten. Now we know. Okay. Well. Yeah, you know, sometimes you hype up Ken's weird news and it turns out to be nothing. But
we thought it was something at the time.
And so. I'll always be honest with you.
Yep.
We'll never try to deceive you.
Yeah, we know.
Sometimes too. Lawrence Country Lowdown on B105. Good morning to everybody, except for the guy that just gave me the finger outside.
Oh my gosh,
for no reason
why was
at all.
He doing that? That was,
I don't know.
Well, I think he would have done it to me if he could see me, but like he was kind of swinging his bag around.
And I looked over at him and then he just gave me the finger. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I didn't take that personally. It happens
you
a
looked
lot
really
here.
Hurt.
Come on.
You looked like really hurt by that, and I'm sorry about that.
All right, anyway. All right. Lawrence Country Lowdown here.
So. Let's recap CMA Fest Day 4 because. I thought that not that much happened, but I stand corrected. So Hardy was kind of the star of the night. He had multiple guest appearances during his set. So Big and Rich came out and sang Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Okay.
Very random. Lauren Elena came out and sang One Beer. And then Lainey Wilson, she had to jet off somewhere. But Carly Pierce joined him for Wait in the Truck.
Okay.
Yeah. Megan Maroney was another highlight. She actually brought out her brother to play alongside her, which is cool. He's just a normal guy, but knows how to play guitar. And then Josh Turner performed, Brothers Osborne, and you can see a recap right now, B105country.com. And then we can watch it on ABC June 25th.
Okay. June 25th, mark
June
your calendars.
June 25th, yeah. Right.
Is it going to be live on ABC? Well, not live, but I mean, it's going to be, it's actually airing on the network.
Yep, and then it'll be on Hulu the next day, I believe. Sure. So stay tuned for that. But Carrie Underwood, she was not at CMA Fest, but she's still making headlines because she closed out a major country music festival. It's called Carolina Country Music Fest. And during her last song, because we already know she's an amazing performer, it started like downpouring, super windy, and she just carried on and finished the show with Before He Cheats. And it is really cool to watch because it was like the whole crowd was singing and it was like a massive crowd and it was storming. And really only Carrie could power through that.
Yeah.
Not only Carrie, but, you know, she could have been like, okay, show's over. She also
could have done what Bailey Zimmerman did and had to show's over and strip off her clothes and throw them to the crowd.
Yeah, nope, she did not do that. But she did take a little tumble as she was leaving the stage because it was wet. So see those fun videos, B105country.com. And then you can also see a list of other artists that were not at CMA Fest. Like Chris Stapleton wasn't there. I think he was on tour with George Strait. I could be wrong. Kane Brown wasn't there. Jason Aldean. So lots of stars missing this year.
Right. Well, still a good time, though. I
mean, yeah, for sure.
A lot of fun stuff. So June 25th.
Yep.
We'll see that on ABC. Okay. That's it for Lawrence Country Lowdown today.
It is.
I forgot to tell you, I almost fell. You know, you talked about Carrie Underwood took a tumble.
Right.
I slipped and almost crashed into my Blackstone this weekend. Crocs were slippery. Got to get new treads.
So were you going to, like smack your head on it, or what do you mean?
No, I did. I did the cartoon, you know, and
I
almost
love
did
that.
The splits. Right? Drop the spatula.
I would love to witness that.
Save the meat. We're okay.
Save the meat.
Save the meat. Thomas Rhett, right now. Jordan Davis, next thing you know, on B105, it is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 7:55 at B105, and look at your weather forecast is coming up, and rain is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring.
Yep.
Man, I've had to mow my lawn, I think, 3 times in the last 8 days.
Because the grass is growing
so
fast.
It's like I mow and I come back for after the weekend, and it's like I didn't even touch it. Unbelievable.
I was going to say, just leave it, but I know that's not the right answer.
No, I've come to the age now where I'm actually starting to care about my grass, which is kind of surprising, you know, because I'm like, I actually got like crabgrass Roundup, killer, so I got to get rid of the crabgrass. And as I was spraying, I was like, oh my gosh, it happened.
Right.
I'm taking care of my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. Just behind just mowing it, you know. I just mow sticks and everything. I don't even care. So that's a big life change.
We could have a new segment, and it could be just about your yard.
We can have the first time Lauren's ever mowed a yard.
I'll mow your yard.
I need to watch out.
I feel like I would be stressed out mowing your lawn in front of you.
It's not a self-propelled lawnmower either. You got to have
that would be
arm
scared.
Strength.
Well, then I'm out automatically.
Okay, well, you know.
Sorry.
We'll have your mowing forecast up next here on B105. Chris Malone, I had some help with Morgan Wallen, B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 8:07, and today we're going to be rainy, and a chance for storms today, tonight, and then even a slight chance for more rain tomorrow. So we'll see, but tomorrow going to be 81.
I know, that's going to be hot.
That's going to be a hot one, yeah.
Put on your SPF.
Okay, thank you, Lauren, for that. This is going on right now at Duluth Library. We don't have Library Laura's. She couldn't join us today, but we'll talk about this because we mentioned it last week. Friends of the Duluth Library book sale is going on. And yesterday was members only Monday, but today it's going from 10 to 7 today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Yeah, so tomorrow it's 10 to 4, and then Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, Thursday is their bag sale. Am I saying that wrong, Ken? Bag. We just had this talk the other day.
Bag
And that's where you get a paper bag and you go and you can fill it and then you just pay like, you know, whatever for to fill up the whole bag. So there's a lot of good stuff. I think I got like 20 books last year.
Did you read them all?
No. Still working. Working my way through it.
You're going to put them in your library?
Yes. I am. But all proceeds from the sale go to support the Duluth Public Library to help them purchase resources and offer free events to the community like the ones Laura is always talking about.
So. Yeah, cool. All right, well, what's going on at Duluth Public Library today, tomorrow, and Thursday? More details at duluthlibrary.org. What is it, org?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, duluthlibrary.org. There you go. Not .net.
What is with you and .net lately?
I don't know. Well, AnimalAllies.net.
That's true.
So, I mean, okay. It's still being used sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Anyway. DuluthLibrary.org. 809 at B105. B105, Northland's number one for new country. That'll do it for us. Joe's coming in next. Listen while you work. Commercial free continues. Have a great day, Lauren.
Have a great Tuesday.
Enjoy the rain and the storms.
I'm going to. You want to soak it in.
Your kind of day.
It's a good Law and Order day. I got stuff to do.
A good Law and Order day? What are you on now? Is it still SVU?
Yeah, I'm only on season 9.
Oh, okay.
There's like 30 seasons.
Have you watched season 14 yet of Blue Bloods?
No, I'm not ready for that.
I'm all caught up.
I'm upset.
I'm waiting for the next episode.
I'm not ready.
Okay, well.